If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Now the goose is on the table.
I was trying to hit the one above that and I missed it.
Geese.
I apologize for that.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. Only got so many days till Christmas. You got to squeeze in the goose. Craig Evans, Petey Max here a little later on. Actually, it's just us today. Nick will be here tomorrow. Nick Allen.
Did anything stick to the tape last segment, Puss? Did you write anything down?
Was there some good stuff there?
You were diving into Puss's chili.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Puss's chili's amazing.
There's another one.
Good. I'm going to try Meg's chili, too.
There were like three or four. Yeah,
I believe it all stuck to the tape if you want to. You know, you got the time to review it.
I don't know what that means.
I said, every once in a while we get a comedian in here that's new and don't know that Puss is his name, you know. And I said, it might have been the Mormon who doesn't drink, I forget. But I said something about, you know, with the word Puss in it. But we all knew what I meant. And it sounds like I'm just saying Puss in there. Like, I forget exactly what it was. I remember the comedian going,
huh?
You know.
Oh, there was
my
one.
My virgin ears. I forget what it was. It was total Puss. I said, and it was, and if you heard it, if you don't know the Puss is the producer's name, it sounded like I was saying, yeah, you remember what
it was?
We say
simple things like, check that out, Puss.
Yeah, check that Puss out. Yeah, whatever, yeah.
You might be referring to the one for some reason we're picturing a child Puss.
Yes.
But, no, man, that sounds bad too.
Yeah.
God dang it. A young producer named Puss,
right,
who is a child, and you're like, I'm across the street looking at a young Puss.
That was it. That was it. Yeah. Yeah, and Kellen, who it might have been Kellen, too. I think he looked at me like, hey, I don't drink, so I don't care. Right. You do drink when you're on our show, by the way.
Right.
You know, even Mormons drink on our show.
Yeah, you can't say you've never tried alcohol.
Nope.
It happened here.
We turned them. We mentioned before that Jimmy Carter's in the hospital, and I was kind of leading into more Deadpool names. Who else had... who was it, Craig? Passed away.
Some of the other players that had Clive James include, but are not limited to.
He was a critic, right?
Yeah.
Writer and critic.
Gandhi's old lady.
All right.
How do people know this guy? I had no idea who this guy was.
He must have been sick.
I've heard of this guy for years.
Was he 90-something?
Okay. Yeah. Something.
I wouldn't know either.
Right. He's just one of
those. I'm not a ghoul like those guys.
80.
He's only 80. Okay. He must have been sick, though.
Yeah. But he's one of those critics that hates everything.
Well, he's famous for hating Star Wars in 77.
So are the geeks dancing on his grave then?
Well, I'll just read the first. There's a first review of Led Zeppelin's first album, Rolling Stone. It's just brutal, and that guy. That guy's famous.
But any account,
basically
this
saying
guy's
Zeppelin
dead.
Sucks. Right?
Always includes everything I've read.
The Star Wars,
always
1977.
Yeah, his critique,
banality of the movie, blah blah blah.
Yeah. Banality, yeah, that was the word.
Yeah,
his critique of the first Star Wars movie. So that's kind of his legacy.
Well, there was no Jar Jar Binks. So.
No, that's true.
Hades Mades gets a hit, as does Hercules stretching my balls.
Mm-hmm.
Hopeful Scientist. I Should Golf and Beamer.
free plug.
That's so good.
Free plug.
I'm amused by that, though.
I like that one.
let's see. I Win Who's More Alive. And
that's not the game.
And Jim Abbott's non-throwing hand.
There you go. Is that what you're laughing at?
No, I was laughing at I Win Who's More Alive.
And he changed the leaderboard, Craig. That's the first hit we had in a long time.
Excellent point. Excellent point. Catheter Ice Cream still leading the league. Pants Off, Hoodie On. Those two, the only players with 6 hits.
All right, we got 2 going into the final stretch here. Fogelberg season after Thanksgiving.
The race Eat a Burger and Die leading the 5-hit league.
Uh-oh, we know Eat a Burger and Die. He's poised. He's also the guy that puts together the spreadsheet he sent us the other day.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Round 7 usually wins that thing, right? Yeah. That sound right?
Somewhere in there.
So another to come for the leader.
All right, it's early yet.
It's December.
And we're getting into what these ghouls call Fogelberg season.
That's right.
Well, you killed Dan Fogelberg years ago. And every time I hear a Fogelberg song, who I love.
It's great.
I get pissed because Craig killed him. prostate cancer pretty young too, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a colon cancer.
Oh yeah, I got huge. Yeah. I got huge tiebreaker.
This is before people were actually, and Craig was doing this way before people really started investigating cancer and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's some. Craig was just playing it for fun.
Yeah, he was.
Well, a buddy of ours.
We didn't even start the real play.
Got Craig's me into
pool
it. Yet.
That's what started the pool next year, I believe.
How long ago was that?
Craig killing Fogelberg.
A long time.
Yeah, early 2000s.
Probably at least.
Well, when
11,
did Fogelberg win?
Ago?
Because that was my first year. When did Fogelberg die?
03, 04, I want to say.
I want to say it was probably 15 years ago.
Yeah. He was only in his early 50s when he died. 03?
07.
07, okay.
Yeah, I want to say 07. It was right. It was December of 07.
12 years ago. Man. Yeah. Leader of the band, come on.
There's another death to report.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Bub.
What rapper
Lil
is
Bub?
He?
Lil Bub?
Nope, not a rapper. I saw this
actor?
Story.
No.
Man, what is it?
You're
then?
Not going to get it.
Oh, okay. I will give you a clue and say not eligible for the Deadpool.
Oh, he's a kid.
Hmm. No.
Nope.
Oh, he's an animal.
Yeah.
Ah.
It's one of the most famous cats on the interwebs there.
Not the cat that's pissed off with the lady yelling at him, right? That meme's going around forever.
I have no idea.
You would know what that is. Yeah. No, not that cat.
Who is that chick?
Mm. The one that chick was staying 2 feet from me at a bar in California. She was a Housewives of Central Cal, whatever they called that one in
Orange County.
Orange County.
Orange County, Beverly Hills.
Yeah, and my wife told me that was a woman standing right next to us at the bar. We were talking to a dude saying, that's it. My wife goes, that's that girl. He goes, yeah, you should say you know her because she lives for that crap. But now she's famous from that meme.
She's forever a meme.
Yeah.
And, yelling at the cat.
Yeah. Right.
So now touching tributes are pouring in for Lil Bub.
What's the cat on the internet? What's it do? This
who
one
took the internet by storm in 2011 because of her unique look, bulging eyes, tiny legs, a tongue that always stuck out, health issues.
Yeah, that would probably be the first clue.
But despite those health issues, Lil Bub died.
Is it Lil Bub or Lil Bub?
Lil.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the first thing that pops up when you type in Lil.
Oh, yeah.
Died unexpectedly in her sleep this weekend at 8 years old.
Well, that sucks. That's pretty young for a cat.
Ah, the cat was sick.
Oh.
Long time.
Oh, it's because of the eyes, right?
Yeah, there's obviously something wrong with that
cat.
Oh,
what a cute, that's what it looked like all the time?
Yeah.
That's a freaking cute cat.
Ah, whatever.
I am not that cynical to think that's not a cute looking thing,
Are
man.
You kidding me?
That is the cutest thing ever. You kidding me? Look at those big eyes.
Still a cat.
Yeah, I like cats. I don't have one, but I like cats.
Yeah, I don't particularly like cats, but yeah.
That's a cute cat.
You're a soulless, heartless bastard.
You are.
I say that's not a cute cat.
Look at that.
Well,
come
it
on.
Is, but I don't care that it's a cute cat.
I'm Petey with you, made, Craig.
Petey made the ultimate point.
It's a cute,
yes, it's a
now
cute cat.
No, you're a soulless bastard.
It's very a cat. Cute.
It's still a cat. It's weird. It's going to kill you in
it's
your sleep.
It's a weird looking cat.
No, it's going to eat you when you die. It's
oh,
two different
it.
Things. They don't kill you in your sleep. They
well,
eat
that's
you
why
when you die.
They want to kill you in your sleep. It they
was,
just can't.
It was internet famous because it did look a little different.
Yeah, the eyes were huge.
He's cute.
Yeah, thank you.
Just a cat. Though.
Was cute.
Craig is soulless.
Yeah. 2 million followers on Instagram.
And the tiny,
that
tiny
the owner of that. The owner of that made some cash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aw.
I can't believe two of the most cynical guys I know.
Or me and you.
Yeah. Are less cynical than you two.
I know.
Or the rest
actually,
of you.
We both said it was
Petey
cute.
Came around. No, Craig still is really cynical.
I know.
He said it was cute.
No,
you should
I'm
have
with
care.
Petey.
You should
have. Still
well,
a cat.
Yeah,
I'm not
going to
break
that.
I'm not losing it today, but, you know, it's a cute cat.
Well, perhaps I should rethink this, considering that Lil Bub was the kindest and most magical living force on our planet.
Well, that's from the owner, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Because owners always say their dog's smart, and all dogs are not smart. They're all the same.
Oh, yeah. Well,
they did studies. Dogs aren't smarter than other dogs.
People can say that about anything.
Right.
Yeah.
They say about their kids, too.
Yeah. Or the guy they voted for.
Oh. You know,
they'll say things like that. Lil Bub was put here by
God.
By God.
Right.
Lil Bub was anointed by God to be on the internet.
Lil Bub, the adulterer who grabs pie.
Lil Bub.
Put here by Jesus.
That's Big Bub.
Yeah, that's Big Bub.
The big orange Bub.
Right. Do not impugn Lil Bub like that.
My Lil Bub's not, we say, you can't be on the Deadpool.
Lil Bub is
you're an animal.
Totally innocent.
Right.
This year's Christmas theme at the White House.
Ooh, Lil Bub looks kind of hideous when little bub is wet. Is that a he or she?
Yes.
Here's a picture of little bub after a bath.
You mean
her. Apparently it's her. A she.
Looks like a drowned cat.
Yeah.
Like a wet cat. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not so cute. That's kind of scary looking.
Well, that could go for any cat, couldn't it?
I guess so. But most baby animals, by their nature, are cute.
Oh, babies, yeah.
Sure.
Some are kind of still freaky looking.
Hell, they got a whole TV show.
Ooh.
Where they just show baby animals.
I thought that was your chair.
No, I've been eating those. I was trying to tell my wife the other night that, you know, the Hall's cough drops cause farts, and she doesn't know. She thought it was just, you know, it sounds like a lie.
Oh, it's the.
It sounds like something I would
has
say.
Has she ever listened to the show?
No, right. She didn't listen.
Every winter.
No, but I, you know, I've had a cold for a week, so I've been taking the cough drops, and my gas has kicked in, and she said, she just sounds like that was something a guy would say to get away with farting around the house the whole time.
Are you eating the sugar-free
ones?
Oh,
yeah.
Those are the ones that specifically.
Yeah.
It says on there.
It says right on there.
Something about digestive issues. Excessive use may cause digestive issues. It means if you eat a lot of them, you're going to fart a bunch.
Yes, you do.
That's why.
Actually, it's one of the positives about taking those, I think, besides helping your throat.
I don't do the sugar-free ones because of that. You just fart too much.
You do. I'm farting all the time. I'm farting all the time. It's the best.
It's the best.
Well, it's a benefit. It's a benefit of being sick. No other benefits.
This year's Christmas theme at the White House.
Oh yeah,
is the spirit of America.
Just shut up.
That's great.
Please move on.
Melania Trump for designing the theme.
She's a birther, by the way. Remember
she called it a tribute to the nation's traditions, customs, and history.
Oh yeah.
From one point of view.
Mm-hmm.
The decorations at the White House feature 22 evergreens, 14 topiaries, 10 floral urns, and some fresh fallen snow.
Yeah. Mm.
There's the gingerbread house display, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah. I love
one year they
it.
Should
I love
do
that
like
household.
They should do the real American spirit and just have, like, fights in the front yard about how they're going to pay for all this crap,
Coors
how they're going to get to the in-laws, and how they're going to get to the parents.
Coors Lights, cans on the tree.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
Yes.
Real Christmas.
Yeah.
Real America.
The American spirit
real
Christmas.
Real America. Oh, jeez. We got to go over there.
Right.
That's the real American spirit.
We got to buy him a gift.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Drunk uncle.
Oh yeah,
whatever.
And there's a work party Thursday.
Bah humbug.
For nearly a decade, Match.com.
You know what would be? I would. You know, if I was in the White House, what my Christmas would be?
Yes, I
now
do.
The goose is on the table.
That's not where I thought he was going.
That's not where I thought he was going either.
Not where I hoped he was going, I should say.
Oh, so that's much better. I would much rather the goose be on the table than...
I remember now. Oh, this one.
Suck it, Jesus.
There you go.
Craig, I wouldn't think that.
There you
I don't take Jesus out of Christmas.
Yeah,
that's
you
only
do.
You.
Yeah, that's it.
I put the goose in Christmas.
Now the goose is on the table.
Don't take Jesus out of Christmas.
Right. Thanks. Thanks for that, little too handsy Uncle Mike. Putting the goose back in Christmas.
Little too handsy Uncle Mike. That's creepy.
Well, that's one way to not have to go to the in-laws again.
Wouldn't that have been great if the actual winter celebration was based around a goose?
Yes, it would.
And it would be Goosemas?
Yes.
Now the goose is on the table.
And Greg would just say, suck it, goose. You know?
And then we wouldn't have these arguments about who took the goose out of Christmas.
Right.
Nobody worships.
It's a Christmas tree, not a holiday tree.
Nobody worships the
There's
goose.
There's only two genders. The penis. You just yell out the penis for no reason.
Although the Church of the Bird.
Enjoy the holidays.
Probably acknowledges the goose.
Oh, yeah.
Church of the Bird acknowledges the big chicken.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It fights them all the time.
So
right?
There's not a holy...
The great chicken, I'm sorry.
The great...
There's not a holy trinity of birds?
No, not yet. We haven't figured that part out yet. But so far, it's the great chicken leading the Church of the Bird.
Oh, well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner.
Play it.
Don't you know about the bird? Well, Peter's gonna tell you about the bird. Well, a bird.
Shut the up.
So we're talking like Big Bird or like the bird that fights him on Family Guy?
Yeah, the Family Guy bird.
Or
the chicken he fights,
Like the San Diego chicken?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
Well, are those others chickens? They're just cartoon chickens.
Yeah.
That hardly counts as a real great chicken.
They still got the San Diego chicken? That thing still show up at like Padres games?
I don't watch the Padres. So,
it was at a Padres game this fall.
Yeah, you should know.
I did not see.
Did not see.
I don't think the San Diego chickens here.
No, he may be retired. Because he used to like tour and go to minor league ballpark.
Yeah,
like
Philly fanatic. Both those are huge, right?
I have his autograph.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah. He was the most famous mascot in the world at one time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That and probably what, the Philly fanatic?
Philly fanatic. Philly
I feel
fanatic,
like that one used to come through town.
I think those are the there was some sort of lawsuit, and the guy tried to get away from San Diego, from the ball team, so that he could do this other stuff and actually make money.
Oh, and they shut it down?
They tried, but, you know, he was touring during baseball season, so...
Yeah, he got too big for his britches, the guy that ran in that suit, exactly. Yeah. I remember that story, too. But we digress. Yeah, we never do that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I think it was originally the mascot of a radio station.
And I'm Ron Burgundy. Go f*** yourself, San Diego.
And then started showing up at sporting events.
Yeah, it might have been it. Kind of he thought he wasn't owned by the whatever.
Yeah, I forget how that all worked out. Partially is
I got a really good, I got a couple of good friends actually, Padre fans. So I might get a text here this morning about that.
For nearly a decade, Match.com.
Yeah.
Has issued statements and signed agreements promising to protect users from sexual predators. The site has a policy of screening customers against government sex offender registries.
Yeah, I would think you could show up at some dude's house or some woman's house, mainly a dude, because they're the freaks in general, and you might have been a sex offender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but over the same period, Match evolved into the publicly traded Match Group and bought all of its competitors. The company has not extended this practice across its platforms, including Plenty of Fish, its second most popular dating app. They also do not check at other sites, including Tinder and OkCupid.
So if you get the guy's real name or the woman, check the sex offender. Let's do a separate check on that.
Do it yourself.
Yeah, you almost have to before you show up to bang him at midnight.
Because there's any number of stories.
Yeah.
Where there are people
freak.
Who are on the list or have been busted for rape who are on these things, and most of them just say, hey, you know, if you're some sort of a sex offender or a rapist, you can't be on here, are you? Well, no, you absolutely not.
I think you get less dates if you write down you're a sex offender. They might swipe you away.
Well, they don't let you on the site.
Exactly. Do they say defined rape? Dumbass.
Yeah. Unless there's some chick who goes for a guy like that.
Yeah.
This is according to a 16-month investigation by Columbia Journalism Investigations. The dating app states in its terms of use, customers who sign its service agreement promise that they have not committed a felony or indictable offense or crime of similar severity, a sex crime, or any crime involving violence and aren't required to register as a sex offender, blah, blah, blah.
Is that
but they don't check.
Is that a question on the application?
I don't know if it's an application, but you know, as you're signing up,
you put your name in
that's
there
your terms of agreement
and
never read.
It's so your likes and dislikes, you know.
You don't read the terms of agreement.
Right. You don't read that.
I don't think any of us here go on the dating website.
No, we don't. No. We're past that.
Haven't been on one for years.
No.
So Match Group checks the information of its paid subscribers on Match against state sex offender lists, but it does not take that step on Tinder, OkCupid, or Plenty of Fish, or any of its free platforms.
Could you imagine any of us being on that? I mean, just say you were single. Say you were just single tomorrow. And with the platform that we have on a radio show, I mean, we're not famous or anything, but people know who we are. And you'd be on a site. You'd be like, you'd automatically get, I don't like the show. I mean, think about it. I mean, you would get people would find out you're on the page, and you would just get social media crap about it. I mean, because are any famous people? I shouldn't say famous, notable people on those sites?
Not that I know.
No, I mean, I know traveling comedians do Tinder, but you know, they're not in one city all the time. You know, but we talked to Florentine about that.
Frangiola said, didn't he meet his wife on an online and
he did.
And his wife's sister said, "Well, that's a guy from Chelsea lately."
That's true. He did.
She didn't know, but she was told before the date.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. He did. And Florentine, when he goes to different towns, when he was still doing that Tinder, they knew it was Jim Florentine. Are you the real Jim Florentine? Say, yeah.
There's
who pretends to be me? Whatever. You know.
Traveling. You know, okay.
They're still traveling. Yeah.
Yeah, like a local news.
Yeah,
anchor.
Just say. I mean, I'm not using you. I'm using you as an example because I'm just saying that. But just say you're all of a sudden single tomorrow, and your face on Match.com. Todd Brandt.
A local notable,
you know, single,
like a sports
can't
writer.
Be out later than 8.
Yeah, someone who's
likes a good nap in the afternoon. Hopefully, you're there too.
Yeah, someone who's just famous locally.
That's what I mean. Yeah, yes, right.
No, not
regionally,
not all over the country.
No, yeah, right. Yeah.
Come find me.
Chances are I'll be at my house.
I'll be at the house.
Because I don't leave very often.
No, we wouldn't know that because we don't look at the dating websites.
No, we don't. And like I said, we've been with our wives before the dating sites really kicked in. I mean, the apps especially. And even Petey really hasn't done that because he was always with somebody, it seemed like. So he never did dating apps.
No.
Push never did. He's been married since he's been 18. Yeah.
Yeah, but
we did the old fashioned.
You were in the TV business for a while. Were there any weather guys that were on Match or whatever, Plenty of Fish or whatever else Craig mentioned there?
You know, I was still in TV. Those things still had that stigma about them where people didn't want to be on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was back
in
the day. I mean, now people, dating sites are fine.
Yeah, now it's no big deal.
I just knew when you put yourself out there, you automatically have a persona, especially in this business because you have opinions on the radio. Weather guys just say, here's the weather. News guys kind of just read stuff, although they are obviously local celebrities.
Right.
But you have it. You're coming with a. There was a great quote I remember reading. It sounds stupid saying who said it, but Ricky Rocket of Poison years ago had this great quote because his band was so, you know, people loved them. Like any rock band, you love them or you hate them. And he goes, someplace he would walk into places and he would just be like, they just would hate you because of who you are. And he said, it just sucked in a way.
Like
right, because they're a patriot.
Exactly. Just right. Because you're, and that's the way it would be with us.
Right.
You would just be hated because.
By someone. Yeah.
By someone because, you know, it doesn't matter who it is.
The perception is out there.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's Trav.
Hey, man.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, morning, guys. Morning. You know, you're talking about with the Tinder and stuff like that, and I recently had to get back into the whole dating thing again. And
was it because divorce or a long-term relationship ended?
I sent you an email here, and my wife passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, I remember that. You talked about that. Yeah, sorry about that, brother. And you're a pretty young guy,
right? Yeah, about being a widower.
Yeah.
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 So, anyway, yeah, the Tinder is almost more of a dating site now versus a bang site.
Good.
And
that's what you wanted, though, isn't it? You wanted to date somewhere or you wanted to bang?
Yes.
I love that, Ed. Craig, you are putting that in the vernacular now. All right. So,
were you the emailer that was falling for her sister? Because
that's a different one.
That wasn't you.
Yeah,
okay.
No, yeah. That's a whole other nut to crack there. We still want to follow up on that.
Yeah, we haven't heard from that guy.
So, I mean, being a widower made you a sympathetic figure, right?
Well, that's the email I sent you guys. What was better, being a widower or a divorcee? And it ended up being actually a divorcee. It was a night and day difference.
Oh, I know, because the divorcee would be you hate that woman. A widower is always this this angel that died on you. I get it. Yeah, and she has to, and the new date has to compare with that, right?
Mm. Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, because so divorce.
Did that shy women away from you because of that then?
More, when you put it on the website, yes. But if you just left it blank and told them later in person, it wasn't such a big deal.
I got it. That would make a difference, right? Yeah, yeah. It's complicated.
Yeah.
I'm glad you can laugh. That really was an appropriate joke. So, how you make it out on these dating sites?
It's not bad. It's you know, it gets overwhelming after time. It's just, I got to go on there again.
So you haven't met anybody you really want to hang out with longer than a couple dates then?
Pretty much, yeah.
Have you gotten blown off?
Because
that would suck. I would think the best, worst part about that would be the dating somebody. You like somebody on Twitter, or should be on this dating site. You go out with them, and then they don't return your calls. Like, they were bored with you.
Glad you said off.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. My head snapped around.
It did snap around, but I know I said off. All right.
I know.
Have you been blown off by anybody?
A few, but not bad.
Not, you didn't care. Okay, all right. All right, yeah. Thanks, man. Appreciate it, man. Sorry about your
All right, thank you.
All right. Yeah, that would suck. Yeah. She canceled her date. Dead mother. Otter. Yeah. Yeah, the other guy I went on the date is his wife's twin sister.
Right.
Oh yeah,
who
that's
looked
right.
like her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't have to change any pictures.
And said she's freakier or something too, right?
I think Craig said we didn't have to change any pictures.
Yeah,
that was
not
Craig's
even
line.
The wedding photos.
Yeah.
He said.
That was Craig, right?
That was Craig.
Yeah, good.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, you said.
Oh,
that.
I can go back to the tape.
It wasn't on tape.
No.
Well, it was Tyler said you said it.
That you mentioned off the air, and you didn't want it to be on the air, but somehow it found its way on the air.
Yeah, I think we said
it. I blame Tyler for that.
Yes. I take the credit for that. I got no problem with that. It was a great line. You don't have to change any of the photos, because my wife looks exactly like her twin sister.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.